Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Your beauty is beyond compare. Flaming locks of auburn hair with ivory skin in eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you care.
Hello, and welcome to a special episode of Oral Intensity, a Glee podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Clara.
And I'm Nare.
And today we're talking about the finale of the Glee project.
That was so good.
Entitled
Actually,
Gleeality.
I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, I'm sad it's over.
Though they did say they might be a season two.
Yeah.
Well, they're auditions.
Yeah, they said that. If you want to be on the Glee project, we're doing casting, blah, blah, blah. So I'm assuming there's a season two. So
we should all audition just to see.
Yeah, except I can't sing, dance, or act.
So I guess we're just going to get into the episode. We're going to start from the beginning. I have notes. Do you want to
just get into the notes?
We want to talk about the episode first and then do our top threes.
Yeah, we're going to, once we're done with talking about Gleeality itself, we're going to go through our top three music videos, top three homework assignments for the season, and then our least favorite homework assignments and music videos for the season.
Okay.
Oh, actually, before we get into the episode, sorry, I forgot about this. We have a little bit of news.
News.
And it's just, there are two, this is slightly old, I don't remember exactly when this broke. But there are two new people that were cast, and I actually wrote this really small, so maybe Clara can read it, for Glee itself.
Who were cast, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I see. Okay, so, Mercedes' new romance, Marcus, has been cast with Friday Night Lights actor, LaMarcus Tinker. So they used his name, basically, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So, maybe. Okay, anyway. And is a linebacker whom she started... whom she started seeing over the summer break when her relationship with Sam comes to an end. Okay.
Because he's not going to be in the show anymore.
Right.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah.
American Dreams actress Vanessa... How do you say her last name?
I have no idea.
Lengies. 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 Has been cast as... Okay, they did not use her name.
Yeah.
Who is described as a cross between Molly Shannon and a New Jersey housewife. Ooh, good. And said to be affluent and self-confident, but a not too impressive singer. Wait, so is she a New Directions member, or is she a Will?
I'm pretty
A Will Conquest.
Oh, no. She's too young to be a Will Conquest. I don't know if he's going to be a New Directions or if he's from a different school or what, but I think he's probably going to be a New Directions person. I don't really know why he exists, but. I'm glad that Marcus is someone random and not one of the Glee Project winners. He's a I don't know what you guys, if you guys know what these people, you probably don't know. Have you seen?
No, I read the thing about him and his character.
He's a very large African American man, so that fits with Mercedes, I suppose.
Stereotypically.
Sugar. I don't really know.
I thought the whole point
that.
Was that they were gonna. They were trying to have Sam be with Mercedes because of, you know, not being stereotypical, like, the blonde boy with the black girl. But then they, like, ruined that and made her be with a black guy, like, who's
I don't know.
Overweight, just so an overweight person can only, like, an overweight person. Like, they kind of went
against... Well, I don't know if you'd say he's overweight.
Seen a picture.
No, he looks like a football player.
Yeah, he's a football player. Oh, okay, he's, like, a fat guy.
So, like, the other black guy on the football player.
Yeah, he kind of does look sort of like that, what's his name, some weird Z name or whatever. The black guy that was with Karaski a lot. He has a really weird name, I forget what it is.
Zizi.
It's kind of like Zizi's. It's like Zaragud. I can't. I don't really know what the point of Sugar is and why they're bringing so many new characters in, but I don't know. She looks
Well, I think they're trying to slowly get everyone out so they can get new people.
Actually, that's a good point. Maybe she would be a Damien love interest, but we'll see.
Is she cute looking?
She's not my type, but she's fine, I guess.
Is she, what is she, what's her name again? Her real name?
Lengies.
Is that like?
Vanessa Lengies. I'll show you a picture of her later.
I'm just going to pronounce her last name differently every time.
All right, let's get into actually Gleeality. I just thought that those news were important because it proves that Damien and Samuel will not end up being Mercedes' boyfriend,
which is a good,
yeah. All right. Before they get into the homework assignment, everybody's freaking out about Don't Stop Believing.
And the title that it's Gleality, yeah. Which they can't believe.
And Lindsay's like on crack in this entire episode, in my opinion. She's like screaming, how can you not feel glee when singing this song? Who is the judge going to be? He's like so over the top. I'm like, maybe they just told her to act that way.
Maybe she was just actually legitimately really excited.
Yeah, I didn't know how, like, I feel like she was being real in this episode, but she was like really odd. She was like so excited.
I thought she was like actually positive. I think maybe they portrayed her really poorly throughout the show in this
I think they did that maybe they felt bad because.
Well, the other thing is, I know that you were complaining that you felt like she wasn't having a consistent style with her clothing throughout the show, and that kind of showed that she didn't know who she was. The clothing that she wore for the final performance last week and the clothing that she wore like most of this week, that is her style because that's wears on Facebook and everything.
No, so, that and that stuff, and now she's wearing. I don't know. I feel like they tried to make her have a character arc.
Yeah.
But it ended up making her like way too negative at the beginning.
Yeah, I agree.
And she seems so nice and bubbly and positive in these past like. Episodes,
and if you read,
know.
Like, her blogs and stuff, she's not a bitch either.
Yeah.
Right, so I take back what I said about her being a horrible person. Whatever. I was... I fell for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know how much of it was editing, how much of it was her, but... I think she's probably someone who is troubled, probably did make some bad choices, but I don't think he's as bad as
I think they exaggerated some things.
Alright, so the guest judge is Ryan Murphy.
Ugh.
You weren't a fan?
No, I was expecting, like, Rachel or Finn or Kurt or someone. Will. Or Will or someone. Yeah.
I really wish it had been Will.
Or I think Will would have been a great...
Well, thing. Okay, Will, I guess I understand because he was touring this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But what is Lea Michele actually doing over the summer? Maybe she just needs more of a
No, she's doing
or?
A movie.
Oh, yeah, she's doing New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, Finn, I guess Finn's
no,
doing
No, she's doing
too.
Something else, too.
Kurt. Kurt's not doing anything.
Yeah, Kurt can come.
Do you really want Kurt to be the last judge?
Yeah, I don't know. I would have liked one of the top tier people at some point. I also think it is really weird that we never saw them do lines with the actual Glee cast members.
I just think it was weird that we never saw them actually do lines.
Yeah.
They didn't even, like, the one line that was, like, Samuel's, like, the walls is up. Like,
you're right.
And beyond that, I guess... Ryan Murphy as the judge, I felt like he was, like, really awkward when I felt really odd seeing him walk around. And his outfit was so weird. He had, like, that giant, like, blue skull thing on the back of his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It was really odd. Yeah, I was like, what is he wearing?
I also felt so bad for Damien. when Ryan Murphy was like, no, just stop.
It was Damien's turn.
And Damien, like, his face is like, oh, no.
Yeah, so, yeah, everybody thinks Ryan Murphy's gonna be an asshole, and, like, he's like, stop, there's no choreography, you need some help. And my first thought was that they were gonna bring in all the Glee cast members,
yeah,
so that
would have
been really cool.
Right.
But then they bring back the other eight contenders, which is cool, too.
Although my first thought was like, oh, yeah, because these people were all the ones who knew how to dance really well, yay! Like,
So everybody comes back, Emily's like, I'm back, Glee Oxes. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe they used that line.
And I also can't believe she'd actually say that.
Yeah.
Like, you should be lucky that they brought you back. Shut up and do what they're asking.
And Cameron's back, and he's like, I don't know, I felt very, had so much trepidation about being back here, but this has meant so much to me. Blah, blah. Cameron annoys me now.
You're just mad because Ryan Murphy loves him so much.
It's just, I don't know.
I am too, it's okay.
And Marissa's really hot, I just didn't say that.
No, I was really sad to see Marissa again not in, like, the final four position.
Yeah.
It's not even, like, not even,
she got,
like
seventh place or something. That's ridiculous.
Well,
she should have beaten Hannah. But anyway, okay, so now we're into the homework, which is Don't Stop Believing. What do you guys think?
Good.
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was very, very nice, very fun. I liked, like, Damien's little push of Alex. Like, he, like, very playfully.
Yeah, no, I thought this was one of the better
homeworks. I mean, I don't know if the vocals are fantastic, but I thought they were fine, and it was just fun to see them do that. What do you think of their performance versus regular Glee's performance?
Regular Glee is better. But I mean, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the homework assignments in general are not the best things,
yeah,
so
true.
The fact that this was one where I could imagine seeing it on Glee, like, it was sort of a Glee level.
I think it was a lot about, like, the fact that they had, like, so much camaraderie together, and they were really, like, close, and, like...
This was actually, I think, the first time Samuel was not ever angry.
Yeah.
Did you see? Like, this episode was the first time he hasn't been angry looking.
Yeah. He didn't do any of that eye intense stuff.
Yeah.
Right. It was refreshing.
Well, because he was getting a lot of criticism for that, and mm-hmm. they even talked about that in an interview I read about that. They were like, is that all you can do? He's like, no, that's not all I can do. And I'll prove to America and Glee watchers that, you know, I'm more than just an eye stare intense thing that he does.
Alright, so then we get into choreography with Zach, and I guess pretty much my only note here is that Zach is adorable.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this was one of the cutest scenes. Yeah.
Zach is just, he should be on Glee.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, can Zach come to Glee and be like, hey, I'm your new choreographer, I'm gonna teach you how to dance.
Or, like, he could be, like, the new, like, oral intensity coach or something, I don't know.
No, but the, yeah.
Or, I don't know, maybe, but is Dustin Goolsbee staying?
I think I prefer Zach to Will. What?
Is Dustin Goolsbee
Who's
staying?
Who's Dustin
Goolsbee? He's, Cheyenne Jackson, the head of Vocal Adrenaline this past season.
Oh, right.
I wonder if he's staying for another season or not, if they're having a new person.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're saying you prefer Zach to Will. I can sort of see that.
Zach is so cute.
Yeah, I liked Will a lot better in the beginning of the show. Yeah. He's just kind of
gotten. All the adults started sort of bothering me.
Yeah. Well, I used to really love Emma too. And now.
Well, they said that they're going to give Will a better storyline, so we'll see.
What storyline?
That's all they said was better storyline.
They're going to bring another woman into the picture.
Hopefully he'll just be with Emma and things will work out, but we'll see. They'll have, Lake a Virgin round two, and this time Finn and Rachel will actually have sex.
And so will Will and Emma.
Yeah.
Emma's still a virgin, right?
Yeah. Alright, so then we get into vocals with Nikki, and Nikki's husband comes, and apparently he's the actual, head
So music. Why was Nikki there?
Yeah, what is Nikki's, I don't know what Nikki's role is anymore.
I think she's an associate.
Okay.
Music producer.
What do you think of her husband?
He was scary.
He actually was scary. I thought it wasn't, I don't know, was it a good thing that they brought someone who wasn't familiar with the singers at all, or do you think that, I don't really know.
I mean, I think it was kind of like the one they brought Ian Brennan in just to give a fresh take
true.
On it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought it was good.
I think that Nikki, hates Lindsay completely. She gets this look on her face whenever Lindsay does anything, and it seems like he just, wants to kill her.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think she...
Nikki really scares me.
Yeah, she's actually one of the scarier of
They're both really scary people.
Yeah, she seems like one of those teachers that I would be incredibly terrified of.
Anyway.
Yeah. I think Damien does fantastic, and they say that he does fantastic, so I was very happy.
Yeah, he did do well, and Samuel struggled.
Samuel definitely struggled.
But then Alex,
Yeah, so Samuel comes in and he's all upset, and he's like, I really struggled, so prepare your come-on-ins. And
No, because he's trying to be like, hey, so, the come-on-ins seem to be the part that's, screwing everyone up. And Alex is like, maybe it's just you. And Samuel's like,
and then,
okay.
And then Alex is like, JK, and you're like, go die. It's like, oh my god, that was I hate him.
My hate for him has just...
Though Samuel handled that so good-humoredly that, I was pleased.
And then it made me really annoyed, because then Alex goes in and he does it perfect. And
yeah,
I
me
was
too.
Like, oh, I want to
I
kill
was
you.
Hoping, I was hoping they'd be like, aha, you screwed up. But no.
Nope. Alright, so we get into the video shoot, and there isn't actually that much... We don't see much of the video shoot in this thing. Mostly we just see them talk... The mentors talking about the Final Four. They say, basically, that Samuel is really good, but he's too serious, too stuck in his head all the time, which I think is accurate.
Yeah, he really doesn't talk that much. When you see him in the dorms, he's, sitting off in a corner, just, watching. And, and yet, he doesn't seem like the thinking, yes, I'm just thinking a lot, because I'm very, intellectual. Yeah. I don't know what he's...
He's brooding.
Whatever. Yeah, he's just brooding.
They say Damien is very accessible, but they're not sure if that's enough. Whereas Lindsay is amazingly talented, but she isn't accessible, and that Alex isn't focused enough, and he's kind of up and down. So I think they accurately pinned it down.
Yeah.
So this is what kind of made me realize, when I first saw the final performances, I was like, why aren't they having any final interview type things with Ryan? I guess this is sort of why, because I sort of know who these people are by now.
Yeah.
I know what their strengths and weaknesses are. Okay, so we get to Raise Your Glass. What'd you guys think?
I like
good.
I like the video a lot.
Really fun.
Yeah. I think it's one of my favorite music videos. I thought it was full of energy, just really fun to watch.
Yep.
What do you think of the individual people?
I thought they all did well, although vocally, actually, I really didn't like Alex's.
I didn't like a lot of them. I didn't think they did that amazing vocally.
I thought, yeah, Lindsay's voice didn't really fit for the song.
Yeah.
Well, I think partly just because she was the only girl with the...
Yeah,
with the finals, that, yeah. That makes it difficult. And I think that also then Alex's voice didn't really blend either.
Yeah.
Whereas Damien and Samuel were able to sort of be like, we are, like, masculine, so yeah. This song is easier for us. But it wasn't stunning.
Yeah.
I thought Damien probably did the best vocally.
My favorites were Samuel. I really loved what he did, his expression when he said, oh, my glass is empty. I thought that was hilarious. <sucks. laughs> and I really liked Lindsay. I thought she started out being adorable and then ended up being pretty hot later on, so that was a good combination. I think Damien and Marissa did really well, too.
Marissa did really well. Marissa stood out in this video to me.
Yeah.
So, like...
And I love Samuel coming in skateboarding. He better be a skater in the show. I thought it was awesome. Yeah, I think
so, too.
I looked his outfit,
a skater too. Named Eugene.
Why do you want to be named Eugene?
Or Leslie.
Yeah, Claire has this obsession that
he should have
Eugene or...
He should have, like, one of these, like, Chrissy Shirley. Names.
Oh, I don't agree. I think it should be, like, Drake or Jake or...
Or Josh.
Josh? Where did Josh come from?
That's sort of similar.
Drake and
Josh. Oh, that's why.
I was about to say, when I think of Josh, I think of an overweight, like, silly person. I wasn't even thinking about Drake and Josh. That's funny. So I really liked how they went from, like, day to night, too. I just thought it was a really fun, well-made video, even though the vocals weren't fantastic. All right, so we get into the final performances. We get a bunch of new, guest judges come back. All the contestants are going to watch them. And they get to pick what songs they want. So Lindsay picks Gimme Gimme.
I liked it a lot. Oh, I was gonna go through
what they pick. She picks Gimme Gimme and says, she likes it because it starts out vulnerable, so that will show her vulnerability. Speaking of that, did you see when they say previously on Glee, and Samuel goes, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to be vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the
oh, previous, yeah, I love that. Like, that was fantastic.
I totally missed, wait, what?
Here's what you missed on the Glee project. Yeah. And it shows Samuel being like, I just found out I was supposed to be vulnerable because I haven't been performing for Ryan Murphy, like, every week, you know, whatever. And then it's like, Samuel, that was episode 3, vulnerability. Like, shows...
Oh, yeah,
funny.
Right.
Yeah, whoever makes those previous things is, like, really snarky.
Yeah,
like,
especially to Samuel.
Yeah. And Damien picks...
Jesus tats.
Damien picks Beyond the Sea. He wants to show that he can be a leading man. Samuel picks Jolene, which is, like, one of my favorite songs of all time. I love that song. And he wants it to be, like, a coffee house performance and feel organic. And Alex picks I'm Changing. And he just... What?
Does that mean anything?
Oh, changing his sexuality.
Or
sexual, his sex, not his
yeah.
sexuality.
People were talking about that, actually, on Facebook.
What's this?
That they're thinking that that might have been more meaningful than, like, this song, as in, like, I'm changing from male to female.
Mm.
I don't know. I thought it more of, like,
I don't agree
with
that.
Yeah, I'm an 18-year-old. I'm growing up.
I don't see it.
All right, so we get into Lindsay's performance. What did you guys think?
I really liked it.
Yeah.
And the audience, I'm trying to remember whose performance it was, but Jenna, or Tina.
Tina, yeah.
She's like doing this weird thing with her hand.
Oh, that was during Alex.
That was during Alex. But she was like so into all the performances.
Yeah, I loved
it. I really liked having that big audience
to
react
fun.
To them.
I think Lindsay was very Rachel Berry-like, but in, like, a really good way. And in some ways, I think Lindsay is more accessible than Rachel. I think she seems to be more, like, damaged, more, like, cute and sweet than she does, especially during this performance.
If they had portrayed... I really can't tell about Lindsay after this episode, and after reading this interview. I thought it was a really good interview. Was it TV Guide?
TV Guide, yeah.
It was really good with the final four, and, like, she really came across as, like... They really portrayed me incorrectly and all these other things. And so now I feel really bad for her.
And as much as I like Rachel, as much as I think that her singing is really good, I feel like there's like a harshness to her. Like there's never like, I don't feel a lot of, I mean, there might feel vulnerability, but I don't ever feel sweetness or cuteness coming from her.
Mm-hmm.
It always seems intense and sort of severe. That has something to do with her face, I think, too. But I just think that Lindsay just has much a younger air about her, and I think it's a better thing for the show, in my opinion. And I'm actually really sad that Lindsay's only going to be in 2 episodes. But, I mean, I do sort of think that she got what she deserved. But Alright, Danny.
Do you think they might actually change that and make people stay longer if they really like them, or is it just...
I think that will probably happen for the 7-episode people. Maybe the 2-episode people.
Depending on how they do, but I think they've basically decided, like, we don't really need either of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, to me, it really depends on what kind of role they give them for 2 episodes, because, I mean, if they give them a role where they can't possibly be in New Directions, then we're never going to see them again. You know what I mean? Like, if they give them a role in some other group, then we're never going to see them again.
I really see Lindsay as being in Vocal
Adrenaline. I see her as, or I want her to be the head of Oral Intensity.
Well, that's just because, damn.
I don't see her as the head of Vocal Adrenaline because she's too much, like, it's just like doing another Sunshine thing. I don't know.
Yeah, but a better version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But I don't think she's, I mean, she's really good, but she's not good enough that you wouldn't be like, oh, like, she has to be better than Rachel, not, like, on the same level. Like, I don't know, you know what I mean? She's not good enough to provide a good enough challenge to Rachel, in my opinion, to be the head of Vocal Adrenaline. She also seems significantly
frightened. I'm pretty sure they're going to make New Directions win this year.
That's true.
Because everyone's leaving. Agreed.
But also, why would Sunshine not, like, unless they can't get the actress back, why would Sunshine not still be there next year? I guess she could be a senior, but it didn't seem that way.
Well, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. Alright, so Damien. Damien, what do you think?
He is so adorable.
He really is. His
personality.
So
I think his personality got him to Glee.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's so likable. Yeah. Like, absolutely. I think he has the sweetest heart. He's so adorable.
He has the
sweetest
heart, and you know that he would never want to do anything bad to anyone.
And he dedicated his song to Cameron and Hannah, and he was so cute when he got the microphone, and he, like, he's so adorable. Yeah. He just screams, like, adorability.
And he just looks like he's having the time of his life. Like, he's
there
just, like...
There should have been an episode of Adorability. He was definitely
doing that. Adorability. That's really funny. Yeah, I just thought he did fantastic. I loved his little dancing. I thought his song was good for him. I mean, it's still...
Vocally, it wasn't the best, but who cares? Yeah, like, no one really sings vocally, like on Glee.
No one really sings vocally?
No, I mean, I didn't say... I mean, like, most people on Glee are not...
Oh, yeah, well, when I showed my sister, I showed my mother the final performances. She had never seen any of these people before, ever. And she's like, wow, people like Lauren Zizes and Tina must feel, like, really lucky to be on the show, considering they have, like, no talent. And, like...
Yeah, what does she do?
My mom said, Lauren Zizes better not lose any weight or she has nothing to add to the show.
Oh, boy.
And it's kind of true. I mean, if you think about it. I mean, she's an actress, I guess, but she can't sing or dance, so I don't like, why is she there? I don't know. Alright, so we get to Samuel, who sings Jolene.
Vocally is really wonderful.
I thought it was beautiful.
I like when they bring in the guitar.
He knew what song to pick.
Oh yeah.
I think out of all of them, he chose the best song.
For him, yeah.
Because I think, okay, so Lindsay comes second in that.
Yeah.
But I think Lindsay could have done something maybe even more sweet. I don't know, like, I don't know.
I would have kind of liked her to not do a Broadway.
Exactly. I think something, if she had done something poppy and pulled it off, I think they would have been more likely. But Samuel chose the perfect song.
Yeah.
Do you think they knew who they were going to choose even before their final performance, like, honestly?
I think they couldn't decide between Damien and Samuel.
Yeah, I think they had a very strong idea, and that the final performances were just to push them over the edge in certain directions, you know what I mean?
I think they just couldn't decide between Damien and Samuel, and then they were like...
Oh, but that doesn't really make sense based on the last episode, though.
They eliminated Samuel, then they didn't. Damien and Samuel were the two who got eliminated. And
yeah,
then
okay, because I don't know if people listening will know this.
Got eliminated.
Right.
Samuel, you can explain.
Okay, yeah, I'll explain. So this was in the TV Guide interview. Okay, so Samuel, they had actually not originally done the 4 people all safe thing, and Damien was safe. Uh-huh. And then Samuel, obviously, as he showed in the episode, was, like, at the bottom, and they weren't going to have all 4 go. Originally, and that's why his name, he was listed last on the callback and all these other things. So they basically made it so that all 4 people could stay so that they wouldn't eliminate him. And then, of course, Damien got eliminated when Cameron quit.
Yeah.
So Damien and Samuel ended up being the two who got eliminated.
Yeah, I don't think that they explained what happened, what changed in their minds about Sammy. I mean, I know Sammy did a fantastic job here, but he usually does a fantastic job.
Basically, I think what they decided was, okay, instead of choosing someone based on likability, we're going to choose someone based on likability and someone based on, like, this person has star
They said they had a lot of arguments in the writer's room, so maybe some of the writers felt like they could find something for Samuel, and I also think the Christian thing had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I don't know. But no, I agree, I don't think they showed why Samuel got it.
Yeah.
And I wanted Samuel to win much more last week than I did this week.
Oh, I didn't. I thought Samuel did fantastic.
No, I don't mean in terms of final performance, I mean in terms of story. Like last week when he cried at the end, like, that was much more motivating. Yeah. This week, I don't know, I mean, he was very likable.
I felt very bad for him after the come-on incident, but...
After, oh, right.
Yeah. But as Zach says, I agree that he was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Zach is so
that was great. He was just like, oh my god.
Alright, let's get into Alex before we get into, I mean, we already sort of talked about the decisions, but let's just get into Alex. What do you think?
I disagree. I don't think this was his best performance.
Oh, really? I really, really liked it. I thought it was very good.
There were vocally, I think, I he was off-key.
Oh, really?
A couple of times, I think.
I thought he was very polished. I thought he did a very good job. I just don't really like this kind of music, but I don't know. I
don't think he was as
moving. I don't think the drag should have happened. Mm-hmm. I don't think it added anything to his performance. In fact, I thought it was a distraction.
I thought so too this time.
I think, okay, you can do it twice, but why are you doing a third? I sort of get he's like reminding, this is the last time, he's kind of reminding people this is what I'm capable of doing. But like, why do we need that? Like, what's the need for that? Like, he's like, it's something I hold over the other people that I can change my sex at the drop of a hat. Like, how could that add to a show? Like, plot-wise? You know,
like, Samuel...
Yeah, I don't know.
Samuel chooses to do a song that works from the female perspective.
Yeah.
And I also wonder how much of it was like, oh, I really like this song, and, like, I'm gonna show that I can sort of, like, I don't know, like... It's not being, like, showy, you know? Not being like, oh, I'm wearing drag.
Yeah.
And is instead just like, I'm going to sing this in a strong way and not... Well, yeah, like,
whole thing is he wanted to be organic, and I thought he was, and I think that Alex was very theatrical.
Very theatrical.
I still thought he did a very good job, but I'm glad that he did not win, obviously. All right, so we get into the decision making. Alex is put in fourth place, Lindsay's put in third. And Samuel wins, and then
Damien's reaction is based like...
I really like Samuel's reaction to Damien, because instead of being like, oh, like, he's like, yes, and he like runs over to Damien, like really cute, which is nice, but Damien...
So do you think that the fact that they chose Damien second was that Samuel was going to be originally, like, Samuel technically got first and Samuel... Or they just did that because they thought that Damien would have a better...
reaction?
Because vocally, I think Samuel was the lead.
I think Samuel did get first place.
I think Samuel got first place because they were like... Now, Damien, we were trying to decide what to do with you. You know, like, it seemed as though their minds were very much made up about Samuel more than they were.
I think they knew that they wanted Samuel to win, but they still had that.
And they eliminated him the week before. It's very weird. I have no idea. I wonder. I wonder, because, so it shows Ryan Murphy and Ian and all these other people. Yeah. But then also, they always make sure to say, like, final decisions are up to the network, Fox or whatever. I wonder whether, even though, like, maybe Ryan and Ian weren't as big fans of Samuel, Fox was like, we kind of want you to have someone
like that
who's, like, sexy and who's sort of star, you know? And I wonder whether they were like, yeah, you're right, we don't have anyone like this.
I'm also wondering whether the six writers they hired existed at this point in when they were filming this, and if they had a hand in choosing. I don't know. Because he said that we went back to the writer's room and we were talking and arguing, so I wonder if the six people were there, and if five of them thought Samuel should win, that probably would help. Okay, and then Lindsay and Alex also get two episodes each, and I'm not exactly sure what they're gonna do. What's the two-episode arc? How can we have an arc in two episodes? I don't really know what that means.
No, it means they're just gonna be in other groups.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they'll probably be in sectionals facing new directions in some capacity. So how do you feel about everybody sort of winning? Do you think that was a good decision, or?
I was more glad about Samuel Damien than I was about, like, and then Lindsay and Alex get two episodes, too. I thought that was sort of pushing it. Yeah. I could see having two first-place winners, but not sort of, like, four winners. Yeah. It also just made me really resent the fact that Marissa didn't make it.
Yeah, well, if I was one of, I mean, okay, so Cameron also won fan favorite. So basically there are five winners of the Glee Project.
Yeah.
So if I was one of the seven people who didn't win, I would be very angry.
Yeah, me too.
Especially if I was Marissa and I was told that I was, that kicking me off was a mistake.
Right. Because Marissa would have made it that far, I think.
So she was told, she knows that it was a mistake.
Well, Ryan Murphy put in an interview that he feels like he screwed up that week. So she has to have seen it, right? So... but yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of glad in one way because I'm glad that Lindsay's gonna be on Glee. I would have been sad if I never saw her again. But I don't know. I feel like it was a weird decision.
Oh, can I point something out?
Sure.
The things Ryan Murphy tells Alex are, you're a perfect fit for this show and you're going to be successful.
Yeah.
These are the things he told Hannah and Marissa. Like.
Oh, right.
Like he told, he told Hannah, you're perfect for the show.
Oh, and Marissa.
And he told Marissa, you're going to be so successful. So Marissa's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm okay. Hannah's like, I'm pretty sure I'm okay. But when you see Alex's face after he hears those things, he's like, oh crap.
I don't know. You think Alex will be successful? I don't know how many people are going to be, like, what is he going to do? Like, is he going to be a solo artist? I think Cameron might end up being a solo. I mean, he has the $10,000. I feel like he could go off, he has so many fans now that he could become a solo artist.
Can be successful doing drag.
Like, you mean like traveling around and doing performances or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I would see him if I were to go to one of those shows. He would be someone who I would want to see.
Really?
I am very impressed with Alex as a musician.
I would not pay money to see Alex, but that's just me. Alright, so I guess that's pretty much everything. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with Samuel's character. You said that they might even get rid of his dreadlocks, right?
That's what I said. They talked about that and they said it might happen. They're not sure.
Yeah. And we were also talking about how weird it would be if they changed the character's name.
Seamus.
Yeah, agree.
Damien should be Seamus.
What if they named Samuel Seamus? And they named Damien, like, Brad.
I feel like Damien is likely to, over time, become the real Glee Project winner, because I don't...
Damien?
Yeah, because I feel like Damien will come back.
I feel like Damien... Yeah, episodes. I feel like Damien is, and I think Samuel's perfect for a season.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, we'll see. That's also kind of weird. Like, I understood the seven-episode arc if it was someone like Damien and he was a exchange student. But how, if Samuel's someone who comes in, was he going to transfer schools? Like, what is he going to do?
Well, what is Sam doing?
He's leaving because his I'm assuming he's leaving because his dad found a job somewhere far away, right. So they need money.
But Samuel could drop out. I don't know, like, whatever. Yeah. Samuel might end up being a hoodlum.
Christian hoodlum.
A Christian with a different kind of hoodlum.
Oh, that's funny.
I want to be Ryan Murphy for Halloween.
What? Can they have Zach for Halloween? Yeah. Dirty things with him.
Oh boy. Alright. Alright, so
that just became so much worse than I had intended.
No.
Alright, I just want to say, if you haven't seen the video with Cameron and Damien after Cameron won the fan favorite,
it's
the interview.
The song is really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cute little interview with them. It's a good song. So it was very nice. Even though I'm not very big on Cameron anymore, I thought it was very sweet to see them together.
Yeah, I'm really happy with what happened.
Damien gets second favorite for fans.
Yeah. So I think Cameron, that's perfect for Cameron. Because I'm totally happy with him as an artist.
Yeah, I
just didn't want to be an actor. He didn't want to be an actor, so now he doesn't have to be an actor, but he also gets to be a... It's perfect.
Yeah.
Really, everything worked out. Except that I would have preferred Marissa instead of Alex.
Well, okay, Marissa's one of the few people that I can see just becoming an actress on some random show.
That's
like,
true.
Like, I can't picture Alex doing that.
Ryan Murphy says, you know, like, Marissa, you're the one who's, like, you're probably going to be fine anyway.
Yeah, because I feel like he has the look that he could, like, be on ABC Family or something easily.
Oh, I really like Marissa.
Like, one of those, like, high school TV shows.
Yeah, like, CW, ABC Family, I feel like he could fit in there easily.
She could be a guest.
Whereas Alex really can't be on any show other than Glee.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, same thing, sort of true for. I can't.
Really... Damien could be on anything.
Yeah, too. Samuel, Damien... sort of. It depends.
But I agree with. I don't know. Mm. Samuel's interesting because he seems sort of like he's an actor. Mm-hmm. I can sort of see him more in movies than on TV.
Mm-hmm. I picture him being on some sort of vampire show.
Yeah,
who's Samuel?
Yeah,
me too.
You know, he auditioned for American Idol.
Yeah,
Samuel. Yeah.
He got to Hollywood, right?
He auditioned for Glee. Did you know that? He auditioned to be Sam. I think it was to be Sam, right?
To be Sam, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that really weird?
That would have been really not right.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That character wouldn't have fit him, but yeah. All right, so now we're going to get in. Now that we're done with the season of Glee Project, which is sad. I can't believe we're done.
I really hope, they'll do season two, though, because they're doing auditions for it right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully...
Alright, so we're gonna do our top three favorite music videos.
Oh, right.
Do you guys put them in order?
No.
Yes.
Alright, well, okay, alright, figure it out.
Okay, these are my three favorites, right?
You're saying in third place, and then I'm saying in third place, then she's saying in third place, then second place.
Okay, in third place is... No, this is the one that I had trouble with.
Oh, boy.
Can I be a tie for three?
Sure.
Okay, so tied for third, Ice Ice Baby Under Pressure, and You Can't Touch This.
Hmm.
I have the exact same thing.
High five. Really?
Yeah. And I might even put Teenage Dream there. But I had a lot of trouble with the music videos.
For third place, I had You Can't Touch This and Mad World.
Okay.
Mad World? Really? Wow, okay. I thought you'd have it higher than that.
Uh-uh.
All right. Second place?
Raise Your Glass.
Me too.
Hey, really? I had Don't You Want Me.
Okay, I can see that totally.
Okay.
My first place is... My first
place is Don't You Want Me.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
My first place is Mad World.
Oh, my first place is Ice Ice Baby Under Pressure. We basically all agree on the best order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't have Don't You Want Me.
I didn't keep any of the Parability ones because they're too short, and I didn't think... Because I was kind of judging it as music videos, and I was looking more at the direction of it and stuff. That's why I have Mad World first. Alright, least favorite music video? Are we all agreed on this?
No.
You're not?
I have two. Yeah, not. Okay. I agree with Claire. I saw Paper, but I had Sing and Fireworks. I didn't really like Fireworks that much.
Me neither. Just you know what? Too many Mateus's face, like, photoshopped onto the, that was, I mean, it wasn't photoshopped. It was like a green screen. Whatever.
It was so awkward. Fireworks, vocally, is one of my favorite vocal performances, so I can't
vocally,
put that there.
Vocally, I had no problem, but, like, I really didn't like. It reminded me of a cross between, like, Friday and some other, you know, like when they have the yearbook thing. I don't
like really, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it just really bothered me.
I can see that. But for me, it's just Sing.
Yeah, we all.
I mean,
didn't
I
like
little kids, but I didn't.
It just wasn't
that interesting.
Yeah, it was
like,
kind of
it was,
them doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, like fine, whatever. But it wasn't the most interesting one.
Right.
I think Firework was my least favorite though.
Okay.
Right. Homeworks. Top starting with third
God.
Place.
Go Claire.
Bulletproof.
Yeah. Me too.
Mine too. Look first.
Nice. Wow. I thought Bulletproof was great. I thought I did a really good job with it. It was fun.
Yeah.
Second place?
Don't Stop Believing.
Me too.
Like a Virgin.
Oh, okay. I can see that. No, I'm glad we have the exact same thing. What do you have for number one?
Lean on Me.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
What do you have?
Like a Virgin.
Oh, I have Need You Now.
Okay. I liked Like a Virgin too.
I'm really surprised by Lean On Me.
I really liked Lean On Me because it was like softer.
Mm.
And a lot of the homework assignments were like
Like a Virgin was fantastic.
A Virgin was really good.
Wait, speaking of Like a Virgin, we didn't talk about Lindsay's reaction after she found out she got two episodes.
Oh yeah. Oh man. Yeah, she just like wraps her legs around Samuel. It's really
weird.
She
like jumps up on him, wraps her legs around. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah,
maybe they're.
Yeah, I couldn't tell because when they hugged at the end of last episode too, they hug for a really long.
Yeah, time. Yeah, I remember. I pointed that out. Yeah. I was like, they're hugging a lot there.
Yeah. So, not sure about that. Anyway.
Okay, what was it? Least favorite homework assignment?
Yes.
Go, Claire.
True Colors.
True Colors and Bad Romance.
True Colors.
Okay, so we all agree True Colors is awful.
Yeah.
You hate the song?
No, I hate the way they did do the song.
Yeah, I thought it was just really stupid. I love the song itself. I just thought, I didn't like how they cut between them. All right, so I guess that's pretty much everything. That's the end of the Glee Project. But it will live on through Damien and Samuel.
And Alex and Lindsay. And Ryan Murphy. Yeah. And Zach. Zach be a...
Can Marissa come back next season and win?
Yeah, that would be cool. Or be a judge and something. Can Marissa and Cameron both be in season two? Can they be guest judges?
I don't want Cameron.
I think Ryan Murphy's going to make Cameron a guest judge for a homework assignment. I bet he will.
He's going to make him a director of Glee. he's gonna buy him his own character.
He's gonna write him into his will, like all my belongings I leave to Cameron.
All my Glee artifacts.
Glee artifacts. All right, so we're gonna keep podcasting. I don't know. We're just finishing this now, and I don't know if we're gonna have time to do Prom Queen today. It was a separate podcast, but so we have Prom Queen, Funeral, and New York left. And we're...
You only have three left.
Yeah, me and Nari are heading back to college in the coming few days. So we're probably...
Claire can do a solo
podcast. Can I come to your basement, Dan, and just do a podcast and leave?
So I guess we're going to try to do the Skype thing, see how it goes. I'm thinking, hopefully we can get Prom Queen done. I don't know if you guys have time to do Prom Queen today, but I was hoping that we could do Funeral but... and... oh, then maybe me and you can just do Prom Queen now. Yeah. And we'll do Funeral New York as one podcast together.
Sorry.
So we're going to probably do Funeral New York as one podcast together, and then season three will happen, and we can...
Season three will happen.
Yeah, that was really...
That was annoying. I want a formal apology.
So hopefully this Skype thing works. We're going to start doing some more testing. It worked for me, so hopefully it works for them.
Yeah, but how could it have worked for you?
Well, I don't know how good your mics are. We'll be able to record it, I just don't know how good the quality is going to be.
Okay.
Alright, so that's it, everybody. If you want to email us, you can do so at oralintensitypodcast@gmail.com.
Oral, not aural.
Yep. And please rate us on iTunes or review us. If you want us to keep paying attention and keep making sure that we get the podcast at the time, a good way to do that is sending emails and reviewing and stuff.
Nicely.
Yeah. Alright, thanks.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Ride, turn off the lights. We're gonna lose our mind tonight. What's the dealio?
Hey, what's up?
Yo, I love when I talk too much. 5 a.m., turn the radio up. Where's the